Starbucks workers in the United States are planning to go on strike at hundreds of stores because they are unhappy with how the company treats its employees. The strike is being organized by a group called Starbucks Workers United and will happen on one of the busiest days of the year for the coffee chain. The union and Starbucks have been arguing about things like how much workers get paid and their schedules. About 200 stores are expected to be affected by the strike on November 16. This is the second time that workers have gone on strike during Starbucks' annual Red Cup Day, when the company gives out cups with holiday designs. Some stores will only be closed for a few hours, while others might be closed for the whole day. The union wants to get people's attention and make Starbucks agree to fair contracts for its unionized stores. Workers are also upset because there aren't enough staff on busy days. One of the leaders of the union, a barista named Michelle Eisen, thinks that this year's strike will have a bigger impact than before because more customers and community activists are expected to join in. She says that Starbucks has a good reputation and if it doesn't listen to the workers' concerns, it could have bad consequences for the company. Starbucks, which has about 10,000 stores in the US, says that it doesn't think the strike will cause big problems. The company says that it has spent a lot of money on paying workers more, giving them better training, and getting new equipment. Starbucks also blames the union for taking a long time to negotiate and says that it has successfully negotiated with some stores in Canada. Since 2021, workers at around 350 Starbucks stores in the US have voted to join the union. Starbucks has strongly opposed the union and has done things like firing workers and closing stores to try to stop it. Judges who deal with labor laws have said that Starbucks has broken the rules many times. But Starbucks says that it didn't do anything wrong and usually fights against these decisions. The Starbucks union campaign has gotten a lot of attention and has inspired workers at other companies to organize and ask for better working conditions. Even though other unions have been successful in getting higher wages, Michelle Eisen knows that it's still hard to fight for workers' rights at Starbucks.